The Comas region continues to face pressure over land, housing, and school capacity, despite progress in infrastructure, youth empowerment, healthcare, and rural development, National Council parliamentarian John Moond has said. Presenting the region's 2025-26 annual report during a National Council session on Thursday, Moond said more than 300 Grade 1 pupils and 805 Grade 8 pupils remained without school placement in Comas by March. He said overcrowding was particularly severe in the Tobias Haney Eco, Catuchera Central, Samora Mashal, Moses Garob, and Comestle constituencies, where teacher-pupil ratios reached between 40 and 55 pupils per teacher. 10 basic education capital projects worth more than $200 million are under construction in Comas, while 5 projects valued at $153 million are in procurement for 2026-27. On housing, Moond said the shortage of serviced land remained a major challenge, with informal settlements continuing to expand. The city of Windhoek has completed layouts for 11,226 urban across 18 townships, with about $296.4 million earmarked for land servicing and housing delivery during 2026-27. $357.8 million debt swap agreement between government and the city, converting liabilities into 423 hectares of land, is expected to unlock more than 60 urban, he said. The region also recorded progress in youth development, with 192 projects by small and medium enterprises financed at $2.5 million, while agricultural programs supported farmers with inputs, machinery, and training. However, he said high construction costs, limited funding, and lengthy township establishment and procurement processes continued to delay housing delivery. He called for faster implementation of land reform resolutions, enactment of the Constituency Development Fund Bill, diversified infrastructure financing, and stronger intergovernmental coordination.